Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
60% of the NBA is operating under this mentality. Certainly what Houston did, trading a 23-year-old bona fide superstar in Jalen Green for a 37-year-old fading superstar in Kevin Durant. It's really hard to make those kind of moves when more than half the NBA seems to think the same thing of our time is now.
But yeah, a lot of teams out there YOLOing at the moment, and that's fine. But you do have to then think about the long-term aspect of this. And as far as Giannis was concerned, listen, we had not spent a bunch of time. We did a little bit when it was like Mobley for Giannis and that conversation, but I thought that was very interesting that Fanta was very in on Giannis and almost like he wanted to like bring that convo back for everyone.
Yeah, and it's interesting the idea of...
I'd laid that convo to rest. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think it should be laid to rest.
I mean, I thought it was almost a non-starter. And I love the idea that because they're in on Durant, we've all of a sudden opened up our eyes to the idea that they could be in on some of these big-time names. It's just with Giannis, I just thought that conversation was over.
So here's why it should still be over. It's not that Giannis isn't tremendous. And John brings up the point of they play different positions. Giannis plays a very similar kind of position to what Evan's going to play. So I just think if you're going to make the next Donovan deal, which is a put him on the table, swing for the fences deal, it's got to be one that fits. You can't trade the current fit problem for a new fit problem. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I agree 100% with that. I agree with the idea that you want it to fit more than not. But like, if you have Giannis, Mobley, and Donovan, you're collecting an all-star team is what you're doing and just saying it doesn't even matter about the fit. We're just going to go ahead and just be that much better than everybody.
Yeah, and I don't think that fits, pardon the pun, in today's NBA.
I just think when you have a chance to add a top three player in the sport or top two player in the sport, depending what you think about SGA, you entertain those things. You do,
it feels like we hadn't. What if it hurts Evan's development?
I mean, at that point, I just have to take it for what it is. If Evan's development is hurt by playing on a team that, they're already the Eastern Conference Finals favorite right now, so I can't even say anything that's like, you'd become the NBA Finals favorite. It's like, okay, fine. You're already playing in that rarefied air to begin with anyway. You are a significantly better team. If you are only able to trade Jared Allen and Darius Garland and add Giannis to the mix, you're a really good team with those three.
I think you're you have a high threshold of talent at the top of your roster. I don't know that makes you a good team in today's NBA. I think fit is such a reason why the Cavs have failed to this point, to then just trade one fit issue for another. And I do think
But Giannis does things differently than Jared Allen, though. Jared Allen, he obviously, the reason why Jared Allen and Evan Mobley don't work would not be the same reason why Giannis and Evan Mobley, and I don't think it wouldn't work. I think they would, it would make Evan have more of a perimeter shot. It might actually be a good thing because it would force Evan to do some of the things that he has been trying to do and hasn't accelerated himself into doing.
I'm all for swinging for the fences. And Giannis is certainly there's no way. Listen, if they trade for Giannis, we're going to be excited.
I mean, we'll be thinking we just won the finals if that happened.
That said, I think any players that you trade for, and this is not just a swing for the fences trade, but especially for a swing for the fences trade, which will hamstring you 2 years from now if you can't offload yourself one of those contracts. Any of that you do, any of it, has to be in service of not just giving Donovan a better chance to win a championship. It's also got to be in service of helping unlock the next rung of Evan. Because even half the reason why I'm considering moving off from Darius Garland is the idea, I think the Cavs have a math problem with a basketball. And I don't think with two ball dominant guards, it changes if you do have a wing, or it does change if you have another big. With two ball dominant guards, that's the reason they're cutting off oxygen to Evan as an offensive player, because they're too busy having the ball in their hand.
Yeah, but I guess the biggest reason why it's like a daydream, though, Nick, and why I guess maybe just the conversation stops is because why would Milwaukee ever do this type of deal?
You mean like Darius, Jarrett, and a role player?
Yeah, essentially.
Because
are they just trying to? The only thing I can think of is if they think that can be good enough to get them to close to 500, and they'd rather not just go into the complete bottom of the basement.
And if there's an idea of, hey, let's take this, run it for a year, and in a year's time, we'll try and make a superstar acquisition.
I think Bucks fans leaving with no future, real true future assets outside of potentially what Darius is for the next 5 years, I think they'd look at that as a massive failure.
I come back to the problem of, we're all a little too asset stupid. Like, the tons of assets, like, the Thunder have had more assets than anybody in the last 5 years.
I meant more like young players, because, you know, I'm the first one to crap on the idea that draft picks in the NBA mean something
but
significant.
Shouldn't you want a higher ceiling player that is younger than like three guys with high ceilings who aren't anywhere near their ceilings?
I think you want someone that's like 22 or 23 and has done it for a couple years instead of someone that's 25, 26 and is very, very injury prone.
Is there a... So if the Cavs are apparently in big game hunting mode. I don't know that they'll be able to pull it off. I don't know the deal will present itself. But if they do, we just talked about Giannis. Is there a name you want the most?
There isn't. And that's the hard part that I have here is because, and I know we'll probably, I know you've been high on Herb Jones and Trey Murphy, and I think those are good candidates. But like, I think the problem within the Darius discussion and all of this is that there isn't that eye-popping, jumps out at you and says, we have to make the deal for this guy. And we feel like we got significantly better and everything worked.
I'll give you a name that I would very, 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 very seriously consider and would absolutely move the needle for me.
Okay.
In the same way that Giannis would. But I don't know.
Same way that Giannis would.
The same way.
You have my ears.
It's Jaylen Brown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I've been thinking about Jaylen and his fit with both Donovan and Evan for a while. Again, there are always going to be fit issues here because he's not a 40% three-point shooter. He's coming off a bad year. He's usually a better three-point shooter than he was last year.
You've had a thing for him for a while. I love that. I mean, I love that idea. So maybe I did lie. Maybe there is a name that can get me going. I didn't think he was on the table for us in this discussion.
Well, I mean, I think the reason you could trade for him, reroute Jared Allen, but send Darius to Boston... They finally fix up their fit thing with Tatum and Brown and whatever personality things there. Allen goes elsewhere, maybe picks up an extra asset for Boston. They get below the second apron. And you're probably going to have to reroute a second contract, probably Max Strus. And then you get below the third apron as well.
I would love to see it test Mazzulla ball and what he can do once Tatum actually gets healthy and just a Tatum-driven team and not having the Batman-Robin duo.
I just think with Jaylen Brown, to me, you'd have a superstar.
I would be panicking if I was a Boston fan and they did this.
Oh, no, not me.
If I was a Boston fan.
I think there's Boston fans ready to move on from Brown or just the Brown and Tatum thing after this year. I don't think in 7 years together, they've had one glorious moment. I think they even understand that there's a statute of limitations with those two players.
I wouldn't see it that way if I was them. I would look at it like we need to get Tatum healthy and try to run this back, try to keep this thing going. And that was a pretty dominant team up until the injury to Tatum.
But I think that's the player. Like Anthony Edwards is not available. Jalen Williams is not available. Like looking at other wings who either can shoot or kind of do some of the things you need. And that is that, like, Jaylen Brown might be the guy that kind of fits exactly the things that I would want. And if you got Jaylen Brown tomorrow, and again, you're offloading, but definitely the 2031 first round pick, Darius Jarrett and Max Strus, I would all of a sudden believe in that you've got the best odds to win the next year's
you're
NBA
you're
Finals.
A better team, and that would actually, I mean, that would satisfy the idea that I don't know that there's going to be a return that you can get that you get the best player in the return, but that one definitely does have you have that.
Can I tell you, though, I think I might usually, I felt this way about the Kyrie deal at the time, where I was despondent because I'm like, none of those three pieces, I think it was four pieces plus the first, none of those add up to Kyrie. I mean, even Isaiah Thomas, God bless the guy, even at his best, he's a really good scoring point guard who didn't do anything else that you wanted to.
Right.
That made you worse, even if Isaiah Thomas hadn't been hurt and if he had been the guy he had been the previous year. I think this is the kind of year where with Darius, I don't think this trade is on the table. I don't think it's going to happen. But Darius for Herb Jones and Trey Murphy, I think you're a better team. Not because those players are as good combined as Darius. It's because those players tie Donovan to Evan.
Yeah, and at least in that scenario, and this is what I do like about the fit, and I like the idea that you're at least shaking up the snow globe a little bit. Like, you gotta, there's a part of me that says you have to do something. I hate that I don't have the 100% clear answer because I wish that I did. And this is what makes it hard for Kobe Altman is that, and this is what's so cool about some of these trades in the NBA is a lot of the times these trades we don't even see coming. They just blindside you and they just come out of nowhere. But Kobe's going to have to pull something like that rabbit out of his hat in order to make that all work for us.
Here's the tough thing. Something is not enough for me. Now, and I'm not going to rage if you don't make the move. But if you're something, and I'm going to continue to go, if it's Isaac Okoro for Jonas Valanciunas, you're not a serious championship caliber organization. And that's fine if that's not what you want to be. If you just want to win a bunch of games, run it back, feel good, I drafted those guys, woo, 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 that's fine. Be that. But like, if you want to be a serious NBA title contender, it's time to wake the hell up on how you embarrassed yourself in the playoffs and why you embarrassed yourselves, and this team lacks connective pieces. I don't know that there's a superstar that does it, maybe only Jaylen Brown. I do know that there are a lot of connective pieces around the NBA that you could get with one or two of your best players.
They got to do something. I mean, that's the point. They got to do something. That's why, although I did say I think I'm worried about Darius and hearing his name in the trade conversations for back-to-back years now and what that would do for Darius, I was always impressed with hearing that they were involved with Kevin Durant.
216-474-0092. If the Cavs are big game hunting, is there a name you want the most in Darius Garland's future in Cleveland in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.